بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت، أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي، فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. Still we are in this last chapter of istighfar, and here we are taught a formula, words of istighfar, which Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself called Sayyidul Istighfar, the king of all istighfar. And this it's a little bit lengthy, not so long, but we should try and learn it and read it every day in the morning and in the evening. As we had read yesterday, that a person, how he admits to Allah Ta'ala that Allah alone is his Rabb. In other words, he realizes that Allah is alone my creator, sustainer, nourisher. There is no one else besides Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And he ponders a little bit just in the back of his mind that Allah alone is my creator, and he has given me whatever I have got, and I am his total slave, and I only worship Allah Ta'ala. And that the covenant I made with Allah Ta'ala and the promise that I made, I try my best to be firm on that. I realize in those words that I cannot be perfect, but I try my best. And that should be the nature of man, that he keeps on trying. Then further in that dua, أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا صَنَعَتْ. I seek protection of you, O Allah, of the very evil that which I have done. That is the sin that I have committed. So on the one side, he realizes the great ni'mats and favors of Allah Ta'ala upon him. And he accepts and understands those favors, and then he seeks protection from the wrong that he has done. And that is the case with every human being. The extremely righteous and the pious, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, of course they have done no wrong whatsoever. But just that, as they keep on increasing in the ma'rifat, recognition, closeness to Allah Ta'ala, they admit that they have done wrong. Though they haven't done wrong, but previously their recognition of Allah, their ibadat was not of that quality, of that level which it is now. And on that they seek Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. And for ordinary people like us, that the actual wrong that we have committed, so much so that our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that it isn't in a sense permissible for us to eat food also until first we have asked forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Like a little child that is doing everything wrong in the house. Mix all of the dars, made a mess here, made a mess there, dropped these things, and now demands for food. The mother will say, first put all these things right, then I will give you food. So we're doing wrong all the time, and then we're demanding for food. Actually, we have to ask forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala before we eat also. So Allah, in view of Allah's great ni'mats, we should view our own sins and wrongdoings also. Then we can be cut to size, and we can realize how great and kind Allah is that is still feeding us. أَبُوءُ لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِكَ عَلَيَّ. I admit, O Allah, all your favors that you have showered me with, and continuously every moment how many favors of yours are upon me. Whether a person is sitting here now, whether he is lying in bed sleeping, whether he is eating, whether he is traveling in his car, all the time Allah's billions and billions of ni'mats upon that person. And in view of that he thinks, wa abu'u bi dhanbi, and O Allah, I admit my sins also. Fortunate is that person who can see his sins. Otherwise, how many of us feel that I am very pious, and we look at the wrongs of others all the time, and we can't see our own faults. So when a person can see the ni'mats of Allah, otherwise how many of us, we don't even see the ni'mats of Allah. We just believe it's our right, it has to be there. And if it's not there, we make a big hue and cry about it. Whereas it was just the favor of Allah, the ni'mat of Allah that He gave us. Whether it's our eyes, may Allah keep our eyes, every part of the body safe. But if Allah takes it away, then we find we are complaining and moaning and groaning. While we heard it, we did not make shukr. We did not acknowledge it is from Allah Ta'ala. And on the other hand, to see our wrongs and our faults, fortunate is that person who sees his wrongs and realizes all his faults. And then he realizes, فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْ And he says that there is nobody who can forgive our sins but Allah Ta'ala. Allah becomes extremely happy when a person asks Allah for forgiveness in that with that conviction that you are there, you do forgive and you are going to forgive me. Allah says when my banda knows that he's got a Rabb, he's got his Allah who will forgive him and he turns to me and he asks for forgiveness, I immediately forgive that person. So a person should have that conviction that Allah is there and Allah wants to forgive. Allah has commanded us to ask for forgiveness and then Allah has promised that He will forgive us. So Allah wants that we realize that Allah is the Rabb who will forgive also. So when a person will do this, من قالها من النهار موقنا بها A person who will say it in the day with the complete yaqeen and conviction with what has been explained, and there is still much more to the explanation, فَمَاتَ مِيَوْمِهِ And in that day he dies when he read this, قَبْلَ أَن يُمْسِي Before he, the night falls upon him, فَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ That person will be from the people of Jannah, who has read this beautiful dua, and then he passes away. وَمَنْ قَالَهَ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ And a person who read this dua at night, at any time of the night, وَهُوَ مُوْقِنٌ بِهَا And he has got firm conviction on all what has been said in this dua, فَمَاتَ قَبْلَ أَن يُصْبِحَ And he happens to pass away before the morning comes upon him, فَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ That person will also be from the people of Jannah. So this dua, Sayyidul Istighfar, which is written in many kitabs, we can easily find it. We should try and learn it, read it every morning, every evening. It will regulate our lives and it will correct our lives and it will grant us the pleasure of Allah and Jannah as well. So this is a great dua taught by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam for our benefit in every way. May Allah give us tawfiq to learn it, read it with the conviction that is in it and with the full conviction of what Allah has promised on this. وآخر دعوانا